Thank you. Good evening. Welcome to the Wareham Conservation Commission's meeting of Wednesday, February 19th, 2020. Kenny, attendance, please.
Okay. Members present. Lisa Hurd.
David Hall.
Myself, Ken Baptiste.
Jim.
It's a hard name. It's a hard name.
Yeah, I know.
Smith.
Smith. Known you long enough, you think I should know by now.
And Rob Fabian.
Yeah, Rob Lassen.
I'm good.
And the agent David Pichette, and Chair Sandy Slavin.
Thank you. We'll start with our continued public hearings. BMFN. Are they here for their project? Please come forward and identify yourself. Somewhere in here, I've got your paperwork.
We've got a revised plan.
We have a revised plan. Okay. Thank you.
Sure. My name is Robert DeWar for Bracken Engineering, here on behalf of our client, BMFN.
No, we'll share. Thank you. We have a new plan, and Dave will read to the project. I know it's not the right plan. I just realized that I got this one.
The project site is at 248 Great Neck Road, and this project involves the construction of a breezeway and garage in the buffer zone to bordering vegetated wetland. A 24 by 54 foot garage with an 8 foot wide breezeway, approximately 50 feet long, are proposed, approximately 40 feet from the edge of the wetland. The BVW exists on the other side of the driveway from where the garage is proposed. A dry well is proposed to be installed to handle roof runoff from the structure. There would be some minor grading around the structure as shown. Silt fence and hay bales are shown between the work and the resource area. At the last meeting, there was also some comment about a structure that was right on the property line, part of which was over the property line on an adjoining property, and it was asked that be removed, and they have shown that on their revised plan to be removed from the site. We had also continued the meeting because we did not have a DEP file number at the last meeting, which we now have. So I would recommend the issuance of the order of conditions with the standard conditions, the condition for both hay bales and silt fence, and for the infiltration structure to handle the roof runoff as proposed.
Is there anything you'd like to add?
No, I think Dave covered it. Welcome any questions. But
okay, questions on the board?
Nope.
Is there anybody in the audience who'd like to speak on this particular project? I'm seeing none.
Motion to close.
Thank you. I have a motion to second. Close the hearing. I heard a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstained? Its hearing is closed.
Motion to grant.
I have a motion to grant. And a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstained? Before you start any work, see Dave. Okay.
You thank you very much.
Thank you. There we have that, and we have that. And this is closed. The next hearing is Stephen. Announce it for me, please.
Ardullo.
Ardullo, if you're here, please come forward. And identify yourself for the record.
Good evening. My name's Stevie Cavallo from Farland Corp.
Okay, thank you. Okay. And we'll... Ms. Bichette, we'll read you the project.
Okay, the project site is at 47 Faring Hill Road. And the project involves upgrading a septic system at this location in the buffer zone to bordering vegetated wetland. The existing septic system is to be replaced with a new Title V system at this site. There are wetlands and riverfront at this site along the Wiwianic River. The new septic system is being proposed at a location that is as far from wetlands as they can really achieve at the site. At the last meeting, we had continued this hearing because we wanted a revision to the plan representing the wetlands that are shown that exist on the other side of the road from the site. The revised plan does reflect the buffer zone to that wetland on the other side of the street. So with that, I have no further questions about the project and would recommend the approval of the project with the standard conditions.
Anything you'd like to add?
No, that's about it.
Thank you for updating. Questions on the board?
No, thank you.
No.
Thank
no.
you.
No.
Is there anybody in the audience who'd like to speak to this project? I'm seeing none.
Motion to close.
I have a motion to close the hearing. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstained? Hearing is closed.
Standard conditions?
I have a motion to grant, and I heard a second. So we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstained? Pass. Before you start any work, see Dave, okay? Next one, Buzzards Bay Coalition. Anybody here for
that's
that one?
For some time.
Do they want to continue with?
To the next meeting, which is March 4th.
I'd like to have a motion to continue until March 4th. I have that motion. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstain. So March 4th. I believe we have something in our packet regarding the project. Just... I just want to put it in the right place. Okay. Next one is Thomas Pardo.
Parento.
How many times have I not gotten it right? Maybe with six on the plate tonight, I might get one right. Thank you. Please identify yourself.
Madam Chair, Bob Rogers with GAF Engineering, representing TJP Realty. This evening.
Okay. This is one of the, this is the dock that hadn't been permitted yet, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I had the right folder. Okay, Mr. Bichette, we'll read to the project. New plan?
Nope.
This is the one that's closest to over Jordan Road, for anybody who's been down to that site. Okay.
Yeah, so the address they're calling it is 15 over Jordan Road, and the project involves the construction of a pier ramp and float into Shell Point Bay. A 200-foot pier ramp and float system is proposed in land under the ocean, salt marsh, and within a coastal flood zone. The site is also within the estimated habitat of rare and endangered species. This hearing had been continued a couple times for a few different reasons, and at the last meeting we had received comments from the harbor master on this, who stated that he is in opposition to this pier. He reiterated the value of the area for commercial and recreational shell fishermen, and also as a shellfish relay area. Comments were received from the Mass Division of Marine Fisheries with concerns for salt marsh impacts and for shallow water depths at the float end of the structure. There was also some questions of construction methodology. Mass Natural Heritage had no negative comments. We do have a DEP file number. As I mentioned at the last meeting, based on the comments from the Harbor Master, I recommend that this project be denied under the Town Wetland Bylaw, Section 16C9, that piers shall not be allowed to be constructed in significant shellfish habitat as determined by the Mass Division of Marine Fisheries and or the Wareham Shellfish Constable. So that's where things were left, and we had continued because I think there was a desire for the applicant the engineer to speak to the harbor master about that. So let's see where we are at this point.
Yes, Madam Chair. So we addressed through revisions to the plan the comments from Division of Marine Fisheries. So, you know, then this was back, you know, prior to January, I guess, in December. So our pier design is compliant with the request of Division of Marine Fisheries. We provided a shellfish survey report that the commission had requested. And so, you know, just before the last public hearing, we received the email and Mr. Buckminster's recommendation to deny. So we requested a continuance so that we could try and meet with Mr. Buckminster and basically, you know, coordinate some type of mitigation access, you know, shellfish propagation. And so we were unable to do that. And so what I submitted to the office today, what you have, the only thing that you have that's new today is my letter dated February 19th, which basically is our opinion that the shellfishing activities are not going to be impacted by this pier. There's a list of conditions that on the second page of the letter, which were already offered in the shellfish survey report from ECR. This pier, you know, was fully licensed and approved for reconstruction back in 1995. We think that, number one, the pier is not going to be an impediment to shell fishing, and number two, the applicant is now on the record, you know, to support shellfish propagation and those activities, not just at this location, but townwide. And so it's unfortunate that we weren't able to have this discussion with Mr. Buckminster, but you know, we feel that that we're in a position to ask for closing of the public hearing and to ask the commission to impose whatever special conditions that they see fit in order to allow this project to go forward in a way that respects the shellfish area and the prior issuance of the license. So, you know, this is a separate lot. It's a separate pier. At one time, At one time, there was a proposal for three piers, and Mr. Volpe had permission to construct three piers. Mr. Parento is asking for two piers, one each on separate pieces of property, approximately 200 feet apart. And we think this shell fishing will be able to continue unimpeded.
Thank you. Comments? Questions?
It's not just the pier, it's the usage of the pier as well, is it not? It affects the shell fishing.
I think that's more directed to you, Dave.
Yes. Yeah, it certainly can be. And again, I think if the harbor master felt as though there were some conditions that could be put in place to permit it, he would have included that in his comments, but he didn't. So, you know, I would say the commission should be focused on what the recommendation was from the harbor master and go with that. As to previously permitted piers, you know, having a permit for a pier years ago that's no longer valid, doesn't grant you permission to have it in today's world with today's regulations. So I think that's really what it boils down to. I understand Bob's comments, but I have to make my recommendation based on what the recommendation we got from the harbor master.
If that pier were built, Bob, how deep would the water be at the end of the pier?
Well, we have float stops. It's going to have 30 inches of water, or it's going to be sitting on float stops. So we're going out slightly farther than what the previous pier was, but part of the reason is because of needing that extra 6 inches of depth being over a shellfish area. The town's bylaw is 24 inches. Shellfish beds, you need 30 inches, and so we've achieved 30 inches.
There's float stops at 30 inches, but at low tide, you know, you're just going to have the float sitting out of the water, basically.
Yeah, that's what I was asking. Because if you stand there and look at it, it doesn't look very deep at all, even though we weren't walking out on it.
Right.
Questions on other side?
This is where that wooden pier?
Yes.
This is extending that.
Yes, that's what's there now.
Yeah. No, I was down there today at low tide. And yes, it is pretty shallow there.
Yep.
I don't know.
Other questions?
No.
The idea that you can't refurbish the existing pier because there's no water. Is that why you can't just do what? The one that's there?
We see the remains of the old pier. There's portions on the land. There's a couple of pilings lying
in the water.
In 1995, it was a permit to reconstruct an existing pier, and it was never acted upon. So, 5 years from receiving the Chapter 91 license with no activity, it's technically expired. But Mr. Parento purchased the property. One of the reasons was because he saw that there was a prior approval of a pier, and that fit into what he wanted to, where he wanted to be.
If that prior permit didn't happen, you're saying he wouldn't have purchased the property?
No, I'm just saying that he purchased the property with the goal of
having two separate
two piers, correct.
He now has two pieces of property being built on, each expecting to have their own pier. Is that what the plan is?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Just thinking out loud. Yeah, anything else? Yeah, please.
Is that the license that allows?
Is your mic on?
I don't know.
A little light on?
Yeah, a little green light.
Okay.
Just a little push, yeah, there you go. All right. Chapter 91, pier, does that mean that it can have a lot of boats around it? Is there some, you know, or is this just a, you know, a two or three boats? Or can, because it's a Chapter 91, does that mean it can have more?
No, that doesn't have anything to do with how many boats you potentially can have. It just means that it's a licensed structure by the state. So whatever you get for a license is what you can utilize the structure for. In this case, it's a residential proposed structure, so you would only have the normal two or three boats or whatever. It's not a commercial
piece. Yeah, it's just a single 10 by 20 wood float. I believe we said it's personal watercraft. Kayaks, jet skis, that's the type of things we would expect to be tied up to the float. But, you know, it's just a single 10 by 20 float.
Okay. Anything else from the board? Anybody in the public would like to speak to this particular project? Yes, please come forward and identify yourself at the mic.
Thomas J. Parento. I'm the one that owns the property and is interested in putting the document. Truth of the matter is, 200 feet apart should make any difference as to whether there's a dock over here or over there. I get it. It all meets the criteria that is needed for putting a dock in. The only reason that I want the second dock is there's a bunch of people there on the end of over Jordan Road that own houses that don't have the ability to have a dock. So it would be more of a community where they were able to put some kayaks and whatever they want to put in. There's a neighbor next to me, and I live on Over Jordan Road now, 19 Over Jordan Road, where I bought the Vropey property. And really, I only want the dock. I got the one. I'm satisfied. I don't have a problem. I got a boat dock, a ramp. I'm all set. But some of the neighbors there would like to put their kayaks at a dock. And they don't have that ability. So rather than have them tie up to my dock where I plan to have two boats, I'd like to see them have the opportunity to tie a couple of kayaks and use that area as well. I'm willing to do whatever is needed. Put a little parking area. Matter of fact, I'd love nothing more than to enhance the shellfish area in the bay. I'll pay for seating. I'll pay for whatever you want to pay for to enhance the shellfish, not inhibit it, not make it worse. A dock that was there and was approved shouldn't make any difference. It was already approved once. What makes 5 years later any different? And I'm only trying to help the people in the area to utilize that and utilize the bay in a positive attitude. You look across that property now, sorry, but it looks like hell. It's been that way for a lot of years. And I'm not building 18, 20 houses there. I'm not putting a development in. I'm trying to keep the property natural, trying to keep it calm, peaceful, and let a few people there use the dock. I don't see how this is a hindrance. I don't see how this is at all a hindrance to the seafood in the area.
Thank you. I applaud
the harbor master and his comments, but I disagree with him. And I hope that we can see our way to say, look, this is just to help a few people that live on Over Jordan Road and is not a hindrance to the shellfish. I don't know.
Now, do you think you might be able to get with Mr. Bunkminster in the next 2 weeks? Because I honestly would like to have him come to us and talk to us regarding his particular comments in early February for this project. I mean,
it's been a month. He's been unresponsive for a month.
I reached out to have him call me.
Since the second meeting in January.
I would like Gary to come talk to us about why his comments on it. I mean,
that's up to him. I mean, he can come if he wants, or if he doesn't, he's not required to. He did make his comments. I mean, he explained what his comments are.
You know, we made sure.
I mean, has anybody ever seen anybody shell fishing in that area where this dock is going to go?
I've seen one boat come in, and I've been there for 9 years. I've seen one commercial shell fisherman come in, and he's never docked anywhere. He floats around. He pulls his rake.
I have observed our commercial fishermen, plural, anchor their vessels within this site for the purpose of shell fishing. But you've seen one in years.
One in 9 years, and it's the same guy that comes all the time, and he does his commercial fishing there. Matter of fact, I've been out there more times than he has. And I don't see how a dock is going to hinder him.
Can I ask the board what their preference is? I mean, do you want to continue waiting for wait for 2 weeks to see if we can get Gary in here to talk to us or have them talk to Bob?
First, it's not 5 years, just a correction, it's 25 years later, which kind of makes a difference on some of the laws that apply.
1995 to today is what?
25 years. 24. So, it's only up, never mind. But I'd like to see Gary come in too. I'm leaning against because I have a tendency to vote for the shellfish over the people. It's just me. And there's a reason to here, but I'm on the border and I'm happy to. I'd like to hear more. Is there a way to get him in here? I mean, I'd like to know why there's there's an issue that needs protecting.
Me too.
Do you know what I mean? And if I have to err, I'd err on the protection of the shellfishing area.
Me too.
But I'm open-minded and I'd like to hear, I need more data. I need someone to tell me, realistically why, and he can do that because he's the one who made the objection and he was in the position, for years to be in a position of authority on that. And
I'd just like the board to take a look at this thing because.
And I'm happy to wait.
Me too. I'm not here. Like I said, I've got my one dock. I'm okay. This isn't for me. I care less. The truth of the matter is, this is for the other people that live there and for more people to use the bay in a positive manner. Now, I don't understand why 200 feet away, a dock, hinders the shellfishing than the other one.
I really do need somebody here to answer his question.
I agree.
I mean, 200 feet can change a lot in the environment. So, mm-hmm. I mean, you could have eelgrass over here and not over here, and that could blow the whole thing. But.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I would wonder if in 1995 this pier was approved to be replaced. It's now 25 years later. How much more silt has filtered into that little inlet? I know we probably can't measure that, right?
That's the issue that was brought up, I understand.
Right.
But it's not. It was because of the issue of hindering shellfishing. And I go, okay, I got it. But I don't understand that. But if it was silt came in or some other issue, I'm with you.
And I'm sure
no
we
problem.
Can find a way to know what that was.
Okay. Sure. Right. Anybody else in the comment on the board, your preference? I mean, would you like to have Mr. Bichette write a formal letter to Gary Buckminster to attend our next meeting to discuss this?
You can't force him to come.
We can make a strong recommend that he attend to answer questions we may have regarding his objections to this project.
Right. Yeah, maybe because, if we asked instead.
Because
of,
what I've seen down there, 200 feet away, there's a lot more water around that than there is over in that section.
Yep. No objection to.
No objections at all.
Just to have an informed decision. We just should. More information is always good.
As a board, we'd like some more information, and he's holding it, so maybe if we ask him.
Or at least if he could respond to the letter that I submitted, maybe. We copied it, we sent it to him. I understand. We have no control over it, but we're willing to grant a two-week continuance.
Motion to continue.
We're going to ask for a motion to continue.
To March 4th, I think he just
said. To March 4th. And with a request that Mr. Pichette writes Mr. Buckminster and request that he attends the March 4th meeting to discuss this particular project.
I mean, I'd accept written answers to the questions.
Yeah, but we haven't proposed questions. Okay. We haven't come up with a set of questions to put it in writing to send to him because I think I just like to talk with him and respond to his comments with our questions as opposed to coming back
and my question's a little more open. I would just like, some more definition as to pros and cons to his side of the argument.
Sandy, can we also find out a little bit more about the shellfish replenishment that was done with contaminated quahogs and
that's why
and so
he's here to talk
there.
To.
Yeah.
Well, and
everything that's in his letter.
That's one very important aspect of Mr. Parento being willing to provide, you know, clean seed. What happens is it's part of the Bouchard oil spill mitigation. So they take contaminated quahogs from the Taunton River. They do it throughout Buzzards Bay. And so when they put those in, they shut the area down for 10 or 12 months until a positive test comes back. So, you know, to me, I think it's better for the town and the resource if it's uncontaminated spat, uncontaminated quahogs that get put in that area.
Okay. I think we had a motion to continue with a request to Mr. Buckminster to appear. I heard a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstained?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
It is now after 7:15. We'll go with our public hearings. Paperwork.
Ready? Oh, sorry. Natural flow. Notice of public hearing. Pursuant to the provisions of the Massachusetts Wetland Protection Act, General Laws, Chapter 131, Section 40, and the Wareham Wetland Protective Bylaw, Division 6, a public hearing will be held in Room 320, Wareham Multi-Service Center, 48 Marion Road, Wareham, Mass., on Wednesday, February 19, 2020, at 7:15 p.m. on the request for determination of applicability for JCMA Realty LLC, P.O. Box 1353, Onset, Massachusetts 02558, to construct a two-story, two-unit residential building with associated utilities and grading located on Assessor's Map 1, Lot B 167-169, Onset Ave, Onset, Massachusetts.
Thank you. Please come forward to speak to this particular project and identify yourself. You have the green cards? Okay. You can give them to Dave. Thank you. And then please identify for the record, please.
Hi, good evening. My name is John Salerno. I'm here for JCMA Realty.
Okay, thank you, John. Mr. Bichette, we'll read to the project.
This project site is at 167 through 169 Onset Ave, and the project involves the construction of a two-unit residential building in the buffer zone to a coastal bank. A 32 by 36 foot building is proposed next to the Onset Inn in the area that previously was occupied by an in-ground pool. This is in the buffer zone to a coastal bank, which is the Onset Bluffs that exist on the other side of Onset Ave from the subject site. The new building would be situated between two existing buildings and would be approximately 75 feet from the top of the coastal bank. The site is flat with no grade changes proposed. This project had been previously approved, but the approval had expired, and so the applicant is reapplying for the same project that was previously approved. So I would recommend the issuance of a negative determination number 3 to approve the project.
John, is there anything you'd like to add?
No.
Has this gone before any other committees, zoning, planning?
No.
No. Okay. Any questions on the board?
Not for me. No.
No.
Nothing.
No. Anybody in the public would like to speak for? Yes, please come forward and identify yourself.
Hi, I'm John Cornish. I'm an abutter and at Five East Boulevard. And I just wanted to...
And wait a second.
And my name is Justin Hadley. I'm an abutter as well. I own the Stonebridge Bar and Grill right next door.
Okay.
And I've got some concerns about density that aren't really under your, what you guys are here for.
Thank you. Then you know that there's not much we can do about density, right. And I'm going to add parking, but that's beside.
And yeah. I know parking, that's one of my concerns also, but I know that's not your, but I'm worried about stormwater runoff. And I would like to see, before you review this, this go before the Zoning Board of Appeals and see if the other committees are in favor of it before we go to conservation. See what other objections come up, but what other concerns there are.
Thank you. John.
Yes.
What were you going to do for the stormwater runoff, the rainwater runoff? Were you going to accommodate something?
Yes. For the house, we'd have gutters. And then for the runoff, I mean, it's there was a house there for 110 years until 1989 when they moved the house into the center of Onset. There was a house there back when the hotel was built in 1883. So they decided to move the house. Like David said, the grading is the same. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, it's normal runoff from a roof. I mean, you just...
May I speak to that?
Please.
I agree with everything John just said, but there's been major changes in parking lots, in surfacing, and other drainage changes that have been made in that area. And I'd like to see that all in a plan that goes in front of the Zoning Board of Appeals before it gets approved by conservation. That's my objection.
Understand. Justin, anything to add?
I haven't had a chance to look at the plan, but I am wondering if this will be the ultimate plan or not, and if it includes parking for the two units or not, and if it doesn't, then is it going to come back this way anyways?
There's not much, we cannot comment on the parking or ask questions on the parking. It's outside what we are allowed to cover. So to me, those concerns need to be brought before planning or zoning, whichever one comes next.
Right. But as far as runoff goes, is there an existing place to park on those plans that would make something for you to look at least, as far as parking goes?
I don't see anything. It just the plans are just very basic. Here is a particular building that will be built between the two existing buildings, and that's
right.
It.
Right now there's great drainage because it's a dirt lot.
Yes.
And it's been that way for quite a while, before there was a pool.
Well, we purchased the building. One of the idea was eventually to put up the back of the house where the house originally sat.
Yeah.
That was part of the original plan to provide more accommodations for the hotel. There's 19 parking spots. There's 14 hotel rooms. So you have the room for parking for those. And then you have the additional parking for the two residential units. We all know that parking... In Onset, people came to the hotel back then by stagecoach. You know, they weren't planning on cars. So there's more parking than was there before we bought the building. You know, we've created a good parking lot. And like John had said, there's all new drainage in that area that's been installed.
Mr. Cornish asked the question, will you be going to planning or zoning?
No, I don't.
It would be up to the building inspector to determine how much parking is needed to accommodate this.
Right, and it'll also be up to the building inspector to determine whether it has to go to the zoning board or not. Oh. So when he gets to the point of applying for a building permit,
yes.
That's when the building inspector will determine whether this has to go before a zoning or not. It's not up to this board to make that decision.
Is this the normal chain of events to come to conservation first?
There's not really a set procedure that one has to go first before the other. It's whatever the applicant decides. But ultimately, when they go to apply for their building permit, all the entities have to sign off on it before they get a building permit. So that's when the building inspector will determine if he has to go to the zoning board or the planning board or whatever other board he needs to go to. So we don't know whether he would need to or not because we're not building commissioners.
Yeah.
Well, my request, and that's the last thing I'll say, is I would hope that the committee would wait until it's been in front of the Zoning Board of Appeals.
It's not going to go to the zoning.
See what the final plan looks like and then approve it for conservation purposes.
But We're only looking at particular footprint of the building, not what it looks like or the design of anything above the surface, which tends to be planning. But I mean, we only can comment on what's within our 100-foot oversight, so.
Right, and the other point is, because we don't know if it's gonna go to zoning, we can't sit here and not approve it if they don't even have to go to zoning, you know what I mean? Yeah. So that's the issue. So we have to wait until, or the applicant has to wait until the building inspector makes that determination. If he does, then there will be another public hearing specifically before the zoning board where you can bring up parking and you can bring up things of that nature.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've been heard, thank you.
Yeah. Justin, John, anything else?
I think we're good.
Anybody in the audience, anybody else would like to comment on this particular project? I'm seeing none. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Did we have questions from the board? I don't think I asked.
No. Oh, we didn't.
No, I don't.
No.
I don't have, well, I didn't have one. I guess I kind of do now.
Okay.
We'll, when this actually runs through the rest of the process, will that change the plans that we're looking at as far, certainly as far as runoff, which we have some?
That's possible. If another board reviews it and they require plan changes and there's a new plan, then he may have to come back to us to review the plan change.
So
but again, we don't really know that answer
yet. Premature for us to do something tonight. Would that be a fair assessment?
No.
Again, I would say no, only because we don't even know if he's going to need to go before the zoning board. The building inspector may say it's fine and just give him a building permit. So without knowing that answer, we could hold up the thing indefinitely until he applies for a building permit, you know.
Yeah,
so.
It could be a major catch-22. I mean, it's one of those things you'll never quite.
Well, I guess if we go back to drainage, it seems, I don't know enough to know whether this needs special drainage off this building, this space. So how do I deal with that?
I would say if that's a concern for the building, then you can require a dry well to be put in so that the runoff from the structure goes.
But I'm not qualified to require that. So how do I?
But we can.
How does that affect?
Conservation can say that we require a dry well to accommodate the runoff
from
the building
structure that's
from
being
the structure.
Built. Yeah, so that if you want to put that as a condition of approval, then he'll have to put that in. You
What's
know?
A dry well? I don't know what dry well
is. It's basically a structure that's on the side of the building that the gutters would go into. So instead of the water just dispersing over the ground, it goes into like a leaching chamber in the ground, basically. So that way the water stays on site.
David, in your opinion, because you're a professional.
I don't find any problem with the commission requiring a dry well. It's a typical thing, so
that's what I was going to ask.
Now, I think a dry well will be a great idea because if you remember, we permitted the park down at the bottom of the hill to pump up their stormwater to go through that brand new system we put by the bridge. And remember the overflow and the erosion and the erosion. And to me, if we don't require a dry well here, that runoff will go into the street, down that storm drain, and into that component and wash out more of that beach. So I think a dry well will be.
How big does a dry well have to be?
That's something that would have to be sized based on the square footage of the building. You know, you're probably talking roughly like 5 by 5 feet, something like that. But you know, the engineer could look at that and determine what should be placed there.
Okay.
It's something that could very well go underneath your patio or underneath the parking place. It doesn't have to have its own unique structure.
Okay.
It's all there. Sand. That's all sand there anyway. So, once it gets in there, it's going to disperse.
Nobody else
anyway.
In the audience? Anybody, any other questions from the board?
No.
Then
good point.
I have a motion to close the hearing.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor? Hearing is closed.
Aye. I guess we move to approve with a -3 determination and the addition of dry well system for a roof runoff.
So we have a -3 with the addition of dry well as determined by the building inspector?
Or the engineer.
Or determined by the engineer?
Engineer, yeah.
Engineer, yeah.
Oh. That's the motion.
Second.
I heard a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, abstained? You have the project. Before you start anything, please see Dave.
Okay, can I ask a quick question? So when I go to pull a permit, if I don't have to go to zoning, as part of pulling the permit, I should have a dry well as part of the permitting?
Right.
So the inspector sees that.
Just represent that on the plan.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Notice of public hearing. Pursuant to the provisions of the Massachusetts Wetland Protection Act, General Laws, Chapter 131, Section 40, and the Wareham Wetland Protective Bylaw, Division 6, a public hearing will be held in Room 320, Wareham Multi-Service Center, 48 Marion Road, Wareham, Mass, on Wednesday, February 19th, 2020, at 7:15 p.m., on the request for determination of applicability for Mark Wombolt, care of GAF Engineering, 266 Main Street, Wareham, Mass, to construct an addition and extension of a deck along a proposed addition located on Assessor's Map 134, Lot F9782 Avenue A, Wareham, Mass. Can I just read that again, Sandy?
Yeah, please.
To construct an addition and extension of a deck along proposed addition located on Assessor's Map. Maybe the engineer could tell me what that's supposed to say.
Yes. For the record, Bob Rogers, GAF Engineering. So it's a 7-by-13-foot addition, and there's an existing deck to the rear of where the addition, and so that deck will be extended for 7 feet.
Okay, so the deck is going to be connected
to
the front part of the
addition. And in the back of the house, there's a deck that will be extended across the new addition.
Thank you.
Thank you. You have the cards. Oh, this is the one that's next to the Oakdale Playground.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Your turn.
So again, the site is at Avenue A in the Oakdale area, and the project involves the construction of an addition and a deck extension in the buffer zone to bordering vegetated wetland and also within a coastal flood zone. A 7-by-13-foot addition and a 10-by-12-foot deck extension are proposed, approximately 79 feet from the edge of the wetland and within coastal flood zone AE elevation 14. There's no grade changes proposed. Silt fences proposed between the work and the resource area. So I would recommend the approval of the project with a negative determination number 2.
Bob, is there anything you'd like to add to that, please?
Only that the addition is going to be on, it's going to be on posts. So there's no excavation for frost walls or anything. Other than that, we appreciate getting a negative determination.
Any questions on the board?
No.
No.
I don't.
No.
I did see a pile of pea stone out there already. Have they started anything?
Not that I'm aware of, no. Dave was out there today, I believe.
Yeah, I think some of that was existing material from previous activities.
It didn't help. There was no number on the house at all. So
there
I had
was. It's just so faded that it's hard to
I
see.
I had to go back to the house, go online, look at the map, and say, oh, it's that house next to the playground.
Right.
So it was. I looked, and it couldn't be it. Anybody in the audience like to speak for or against this project? I'm seeing none. What's the wish of the commission?
Close the hearing.
I have a motion to close the hearing.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, abstained? The hearing is closed.
Motion to grant with a negative 2 determination.
I have a motion for a negative 2.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, abstained? You got to just see Dave before you start anything.
Yes, thank you.
You're not going to go far, are you?
No.
Notice of public hearing pursuant to the provisions of the Massachusetts Wetland Protection Act, General Laws, Chapter 131, Section 40, and the Wareham Wetland Protective Bylaw, Division 6. A public hearing will be held in Room 320, Wareham Multi-Service Center, 48 Marion Road, Wareham, Mass., on Wednesday, February 19, 2020, at 7:15 p.m. on the Notice of Intent for Edward and Susan Cabral, care of Alpha Survey Group, LLC, 695 Wareham Street, Middleborough, Mass., 02346. To replace the seawall, construct a garage and house additions located on Assessor's Map 50F, lots Q35, Q36, and 1042, Four Point Road, Wareham, Mass.
Thank you. You want another one down there?
Yeah.
One
yes.
More?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, there's four sets of plans. That one has to do with the design. Okay, please identify who you are and who you represent, please.
Tom Stello, project manager with Alpha Survey Group.
Okay.
Susan Cabral, homeowner.
Edward Cabral, homeowner.
Tony Stella, civil engineer representing Alpha Survey Group.
Thank you. We have the green cards, and now Ms. Bouchette will read to the project.
So the project site is at Four Point Road in the Swifts Beach area. And the project involves the reconstruction of a concrete seawall along a coastal bank adjacent to a salt marsh and in a flood zone. And also the construction of a garage in the buffer zone to the coastal bank and within the flood zone. The site is also within the estimated habitat of rare and endangered species. It's proposed to reconstruct a concrete seawall approximately 180 feet in length. The existing concrete wall would be removed and a new concrete wall with new footing constructed in the same general location. There was some question about the methodology of how this would be accomplished in terms of trenching for the footing. It does seem likely that a cofferdam type system would have to be put in place to accomplish the footing and wall construction, and there would likely be dewatering that would be needed. So at this point, details of that methodology have not been provided. Also proposed is the construction of a 28 by 40 foot garage, which is in the buffer zone to the coastal bank. An underground infiltration unit has been proposed to handle roof runoff from the proposed garage. There's a smaller existing garage that would be removed to accommodate the new structure. Mass Division of Marine Fisheries has commented on the project and has asked questions about how the wall would be replaced, again, the methodology, and they had concerns for the alteration of the salt marsh. They also recommend requiring a salt marsh monitoring plan if the project is approved. We have not received any comments yet from the Mass Natural Heritage and Endangered Species Program, and we had not gotten a DEP file number for the project as well. So I would recommend a continuance for the seawall methodology details, comments from Natural Heritage, and the DEP file number for the project.
And can I add just a...
Thank you. It took me a while to write.
Just one thing I want to add is that this project was approved for the portion of the wall reconstruction back in 2007. And DEP Chapter 91 license was issued, which is currently active and will be active, will not expire until 2037. We just learned this information earlier this week. So after talking with DEP, they have said that we can modify the existing license with a minor modification procedure rather than, you know, going through a full, starting from scratch, Chapter 91 license. However, in order to do that, we would have to remove any of the riprap that we are proposing to replace in kind, and I believe Marine Fisheries had issue with that as well. So at this point, we're looking at removing the riprap entirely from the project, and that way we can go through an expedited process for a Chapter 91 license.
Okay.
Do you have any new information about the actual methodology process in terms of the cofferdam or how?
We do not, not at this point, no.
All right, no, that's
fine. I actually talked to one, I had a guy come down and look at it. He said the only way he really thinks he could do it was to board down on the seagrass and go over with a small machine on top of the plywood and be able to dig. That's, but I need to get plans to be able to bring it to somebody to give me more information on how they would have to do it.
Sure, yeah, okay. No, that's fine. Again, with the depth that the footing has to go, and you know, it's a tough spot. So I understand, and we have to continue it anyway, so that'll give you time to come up with some more detail.
Okay.
Yeah. Any other questions on the board?
Not at this point.
Not now.
Guess we're waiting for more information. Any other questions from the other end? I know Dave and I did go see the site. I'm just going to pass the pictures around. You can see that the seawall is in for need of repair. It's fallen down.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Yeah, it's had its day.
And I guess another detail to add is that we're trying to reduce that jog area due to the heel footing so it does not damage the existing building during construction. And we have left a space open to put an accommodated stairway that will exit out in the sandy area. Otherwise, we would have moved it further away from the existing house.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why we have the configuration that we do, try to reduce that.
Okay. Anybody in the audience would like to speak to this project? I'm seeing none, but I believe the recommendation is that we continued it for several reasons, including no DEP, the seawall methodology plan, salt marsh, I think I missed one.
Comments from Mass Natural Heritage.
Thank you. I knew I wasn't running fast enough. Okay. We have a motion. Do you think we can be, you can have things by 3-4, March 4th? Or do you want to go another 2 weeks? Want to try March 4th?
I won't be here March 4th, unfortunately. I'm not sure.
I'm Jim Peterson from Alpha Survey Group, so I can.
So we'll put you on the calendar for the 4th of March, and then if you need to, we'll put a continuance if you cannot make it. So.
Move to continue.
I have a motion to continue.
Second.
I heard a second to March 4th. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, abstained. See you in a couple weeks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Notice of public hearing. Pursuant to the provisions of the Massachusetts Wetland Protection Act, General Laws, Chapter 131, Section 40, and the Wareham Wetland Protective Bylaw, Division 6, public hearing will be held in Room 320, Wareham Multi-Service Center, 48 Marion Road, Wareham, Mass., on Wednesday, February 19th, 2020, at 7:15 p.m. on the Notice of Intent for Barry C. Cosgrove, Trustee, care of Prime Engineering, Inc., P.O. Box 1088, 350 Bedford Ave, Lakeville, Mass., 02347, to install an improved foundation to an existing dwelling and construct a garage addition located on Assessor's Map 76, Lot 1011, 49 Blackmore Pond Circle, West Wareham, Mass.
Thank you. When you're settled, please identify yourself for the record.
My name is Rich Riom, Prime Engineering. I prepared these plans.
Thank you. No, Jane and I will share.
Yeah, we're good like that.
Yeah. No. All right, Mr. Bichette, it's your turn.
Okay, the project site is at 49 Blackmore Pond Circle, and the project involves the construction of an addition, a garage, and expanding a deck in the buffer zone to Blackmore Pond. A 28 by 40 foot addition is proposed, approximately 26 feet from the edge of the pond. An 18 by 24 foot garage is proposed on the other side of the house, approximately 24 feet from the edge of the pond. There is an existing 14 by 35 foot deck that is proposed to be removed, and a new 12 by 60 foot deck proposed. This would be approximately 14 feet from the edge of the pond. The proposed activities are within the 30 foot no activity zone from the pond. So I would recommend that the plan be modified so that the new projects are outside the 30 foot no activity zone. There is an existing shed that is proposed to be relocated as shown on the plan. I did have a question as to whether or not tree removal would be required for relocating the shed. There's also minor grading shown on much of the site. And again, I have a question as to whether or not that will also require tree removal. And then what's proposed to be the end result within this regraded area? Is it proposed to be lawn, or what's the story, you know? There was no erosion control shown on the plan, so I mentioned that should be depicted on the plan in terms of hay bales and silt fence. We also did not get a DEP file number for this project, so again, I would recommend a continuance of the hearing until the next meeting on March 4th, and for the revised plan.
Is there anything you would like to add?
Yeah, yes, Dave Blachette was nice enough to call and mention the whole 30-foot offset from the pond. So we modified the plan, and I guess based on the comments, I'll modify them further. On this plan here, the areas that are colored are existing conditions. We've changed it from taking away the existing deck and just leaving everything within 30 feet of the pond undisturbed. Light brown is the existing house, and all we're doing is putting a better foundation underneath it, leaving it exactly where it is. The darker brown is the existing deck. We're proposing to leave it exactly the way it is. And there are several staircases, and we're leaving those exactly as they are. The yellow along the street, which is on the bottom of the plan, is the existing gravel drive, and we're leaving that the way it is. So the only things that are going to change are on the right side in white. That's a proposed garage addition, 30 feet from the pond. And on the left, a bedroom addition, also 30 feet from the pond. So we do not show erosion control on this plan, which we'll add that. And we can also add infiltration units for the roof runoff. And the grading that comes within 30 feet of the pond can be eliminated. It's all sand. It's semi-lawn. There's just such a heavy load of pine needles and acidic condition that it's grass, but not dense. It's not the typical lawn. It's not typically mowed. It's
might call it crappy grass.
Yeah. Well, that was why I asked, because my question is the intent to turn it into like the golf course type lawn, you know?
No.
So that's why I wanted to ask the question.
Now, is this a different plan than what we have?
Yes.
Okay, so we're not look. What we're looking at is old.
Right. And
okay.
These are the existing conditions. You can see the quality of the lawn. It's the.
I can't hear the gentleman.
Yes, he'll sit in a minute. Bob, could you repeat your comment, please, for the record?
Oh.
Yeah, just regarding. The pictures you just
As you can see on there, it's a mat of pine needles, and, you know, with some patches of grass here and there. It's not erosive. It's fine the way it is, and we don't plan on disturbing or changing that in any way.
Yep. That's a lot of years to accumulate that little line.
So where's the 30-foot line, buffer line on that map? I didn't see it on these plans.
Right.
Just approximately, just so I have an idea what we just...
This dimension right here is 32 feet.
That's 32, right, to that corner of the house right there?
Right, and this is 35.5.
Okay, got it.
So, again, I apologize for not having the plans in front of you. I have paper prints of the same thing, but since I'm going to modify the plan again anyway, and we're going to continue, I didn't want to take that much of your time. I appreciate your comments, anything you want changed, but we'll respect the 30-foot. We'll add erosion control. We'll add infiltration for the roof.
And in terms of the potential tree clearing for moving the shed or any other non-associated with the additions, what's the story with that? Are the trees going to be left in place, basically, or...?
We'll leave the trees in place, yeah.
Okay.
We'll adjust the shed slightly so that it meets the required setback. The shed right now is in front of the house, and we'd be moving it further away, so it's less of a... It's an ancillary structure, so it doesn't have the same setback requirements.
Right. Okay. Thanks.
Is there anybody you would like to... Any questions on the board on the project?
Not at this point.
No.
Anybody in the audience like to comment on this project? Please come forward and identify yourself.
My name's Dennis Tremblay. I live at 48 Blackmore Pond Circle, directly across from Barry Cosgrove. I got a picture of what happens when it rains. And another point, I watched Barry put loam and seed that grass. So that's wrong. He is going to have to go to the planning board. It's 40 feet from my property. If you look at the fence, that fence that he has is on my property. I own the road. I pay taxes on that road. He just likes to put it wherever he wants. None of Blackmore Pond Road Circle is where it belongs.
All right.
And I'm getting a lot of runoff from his property as it is. And how can he change the setback from 28 to 30? And another thing, he doesn't even show the inland bank on it.
On what? The plan?
On the plan. He doesn't show the inland bank.
Well, the inland bank is the seawall, so that's what he's showing. Or the, I shouldn't say seawall, but the retaining wall. Is that what you're asking?
How can he just say that's it? But that's only 28 feet right now from his deck. So it's
but
not
the, within. But the deck is existing. There's nothing we can do about the existing deck.
Okay.
It was placed there before we had the 30-foot no-work zone, et cetera, et cetera.
It was placed there last year.
Well, it was rebuilt. It wasn't a brand new deck.
No, it was never.
We had plans for that as well when he redid the retaining wall.
Because they did come for us before the retaining wall,
yes.
Another work on that particular property.
Another thing is, he's saying he's not going to put a bedroom there. How do we know that?
That's above and beyond what we are here to talk about.
We
can talk about a runoff as an issue to
can
ask
I show you
for
the
same. Please pass it around. We can very well ask for the same issue of some type of dry well for the runoff of the two of the structures.
Right. Yeah. We will add the.
Because it sounds to me as a concern of the stormwater runoff of the property. So if you put in some dry wells,
right,
to catch
will.
What's coming in off of the. Okay. But. So we have a couple things we're waiting on. A revised plan with those couple notes you have received and no DEP, correct?
Correct.
So, and thank you for your comments, Dennis. We appreciate them. But most of them, I think, belong to another board. We will ask for dry wells to handle the runoff from the new structures.
So I can deal with the planning board.
That's another board, yes.
Look at the runoff I get from him.
Well, okay, thank you. The board's
move to.
Do you think, Rich, do you think you can have this done by March 4th?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so we have a motion to continue until March 4th. And I heard a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstained? We're continued. And here, you can have your pictures.
Can I get a revised plan?
We don't have it yet.
Oh, once you get it, will you notify me?
You can get a revised plan from the engineer.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Give me your contact info and he'll get it to you.
Okay.
Okay, that's
Sandy, continue. We're doing each one separately, correct?
Each one separately.
Okay. Notice of public hearing pursuant to the provisions of the Massachusetts Wetland Protection Act, General Laws, Chapter 131, Section 40, and the Wareham Wetland Protective Bylaw, Division 6. A public hearing will be held in Room 320, Wareham Multi-Service Center, 48 Marion Road, Wareham, Mass., on Wednesday, February 19, 2020, at 7:15 p.m. on the Notice of Intent for Thomas J. Parento, TJP Realty, LLC, care of GAF Engineering, Inc., 266 Main Street, Wareham, Mass., 02571, to raise an existing dwelling and construct new dwelling, sewage disposal system, driveway, and grading located on Assessor's Map 20, lots 1017A, 12 Over Jordan Road, Wareham, Mass.
We're set. We're set. I got one. This is 12?
Yes.
Okay, wait a second. Okay, please identify yourself for the record.
Good evening, Brian Grady, GAF Engineering.
Would you do split the job up between you and Bob?
He's here for another thing. Bob is.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. The project site is at 12 Over Jordan Road, and the project involves the demolition of an existing dwelling and the reconstruction of a new dwelling and septic system in the buffer zone to a coastal bank and within a coastal flood zone. An existing 28 by 45 dwelling with a 22 by 28 foot garage is proposed to be removed, and a new 28 by 44 foot dwelling with associated nitrogen reducing septic system is proposed. The new dwelling would be approximately 8 feet from the top of the coastal bank and within flood zone VE elevation 18. I had recommended shifting the dwelling footprint slightly to get the house further from the coastal bank. The new dwelling would be on concrete pilings as the site is in a velocity flood zone. It's proposed to raise the grade by 3 to 4 feet in the vicinity of the dwelling and the septic system. I did bring up the issue of whether or not the installation of the foundation would be something that would run into groundwater and require dewatering. And also, if the Board of Health has approved the septic design at this point. Hay bales and silt fence are proposed between the work and the resource area. There are also remnants of an old cottage that is actually in the wetlands, and this is proposed to be removed from the site. This would have to be done mostly by hand or with a cable to pull that material out, because I don't know if you can get a machine right to the spot. We did not get a DEP file number for the project, so at this point I would recommend a continuance of the hearing for the DEP file number.
Brian, anything to add?
We'll just answer a couple of questions. We don't have approval yet of the septic system. I don't know if, I know we spoke about shifting this to the west, to get it a little bit further away from the bank. I don't know how much would be satisfactory. We certainly do have room on that westerly side of the property. So I don't know if you have something in mind, or, you know, we could easily do a 10-foot shift, 12-foot shift, something along those lines.
Yeah, just something to get it a little further away from that would be fine.
Because right now it's 8 feet from the coastal bank. Is that what the plan is? Did
that's,
I read it?
That's what the proposed is, yeah.
Right now, 8 feet.
Right.
Right. The septic system is where it is to try to maximize the horizontal separation. Mm-hmm. And the septic system slightly mounded. So part of the reason for the placement of the house is to kind of place it just behind the mounted septic system. So we can shift it, there'll be a little askew. The placement of, you know, would be filling a little bit for the slab here and filling a little bit for the septic over there. So that was the rationale for the layout as you see before you.
Questions on the board?
Not at this time. Did we ever locate the old septic system for this house?
Yes, wait. That was that depression in the back of the house that that was in about 3 feet deep.
Okay.
Right, that was the old septic system.
It's in the back, about 10 feet from the wetland.
Yeah.
Right.
Any other questions?
No, not right now.
Septic. Questions? No.
Is there any way you can just build on the existing footprint of the old house, or is that not? Is that something that you can't do, or?
We can build. Well, we're occupying some of the same area.
Right, you see that. You pushed more closer to the bank the way you have it.
Well, again, just the septic system. We're trying to maximize the horizontal separation to the resource area. So, and that again, it's slightly mounded. So we placed the house behind the mound that's being created for the septic. So, you know, we can offset them a little bit and pull the house away. We still have to leave the septic where it is to maximize the separation.
Right.
Anything else? This hearing will be continued pending no DEP. We have some issues with the Board of Health not approving the system yet, and we are looking for some modification to move the dwelling a little further from the wetland. Is that right?
Yes. We don't necessarily have to wait for Board of Health approval. I was just asking if the Board of Health had approved
it. Okay. All right. So do you think... Yes, we're there for March 4th. We have a motion to continue to March 4th.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstained? To the fourth.
Notice of public hearing. Pursuant to the provisions of the Massachusetts Wetland Protection Act, General Laws, Chapter 131, Section 40, and the Wareham Wetland Protective Bylaw, Division 6, a public hearing will be held in Room 320, Wareham Multi-Service Center, 48 Marion Road, Wareham, Mass, on Wednesday, February 19th, 2020, at 7:15 p.m. on the notice of intent for Thomas J. Parento, TJP, Realty LLC, care of GAF Engineering, Inc., 266 Main Street, Wareham, Mass, 02571, to raise an existing dwelling and construct new dwelling, sewage disposal system, driveway, and grading, located on Assessor's Map 20, Lot 1017B, 14 over Jordan Road, Wareham, Mass.
Thank you. Please identify yourself.
Brian Grady with GAF Engineering.
Thank you. This is a revised plan. We have a revised plan. Okay, so I can just, here's a revised.
You have the right one.
This is an old one.
Oh, my hard work.
Yeah, we have the right one. So.
You sent them one, right, David?
Yeah, they have a revised one. I gave you my old one. Okay.
This is 14 over Jordan Road, which is the next lot from the one we just reviewed. And this also involves a demolition of an existing dwelling and the reconstruction of a new dwelling and septic system in the buffer zone to a coastal bank and within a coastal flood zone. The existing 24 by 28 foot dwelling is to be removed, and a new 24 by 28 foot dwelling is proposed with an associated nitrogen reducing septic system. The new dwelling would be approximately 14 feet from the top of the coastal bank and within flood zone VE elevation 18. Again, this would be elevated on concrete pilings as it is in a velocity zone. And again, it's proposed to raise the grade by 2 to 3 feet or so in the vicinity of the dwelling and septic system. Pretty much the same issues about potential for dewatering. The original plan showed some work and new work in the 30-foot no activity zone. I spoke to Brian about that and recommended that there be some revision to the plan to reduce that, and he has submitted a revised plan. Hay bales and silt fence are proposed between the work and the resource area. Again, we did not get a DEP file number, so would recommend a continuance again for that purpose.
Anything to add?
Nothing to add.
Questions on the board?
No.
Are we still cutting down all those trees?
Well, no, that was part of the change in plan, was to reduce that. It doesn't look like it's completely eliminated it, but it definitely has reduced it.
It's reduced, and then some of the house footprint has been taken out of that area that, you know, Dave was concerned about. But there's still a little bit of need for grading for the mounding of the tank and the slab for the parking slab underneath the house is slightly elevated. So there's some grading associated with all of that.
All the homes, all the trees between 14 and 60 are not 16 are not going to be eliminated like they had been planned.
We can tighten
just a little, just a few to accommodate the house as opposed to.
Yeah, there's less of the need of clearing that whole swath. Okay. Some of those trees could be preserved, yes.
Okay, thank you. We will have to continue. Is there anybody in the audience who would like to speak for or against this project? Please come forward and identify yourself.
Thomas Parento again. If I can. My understanding at the beginning, and I'm new to all this, my intention here is to get things up to snuff, as you would say, from a conservation or, coastal perspective. I can leave the houses just as they are, leave the septics just as they are, and remodel them. I don't think in any way that helps the environment or the coastal environment at all. So my sole, projective here is to bring things up to date as they should be. Put in proper septic systems so you're not leaching into the ocean. Raise the houses, get them above floodplain, and bring the area back to something that, is reasonable. So whatever it is that the board suggests, whatever it is you want to do, more than happy to. And there's three more here. As you know, There's five pieces of property there. This area has been neglected for a lot of years, and my sole intent is to, I got six septic systems to put in. This is going to help the area, dramatically. I'm more than happy to do it, because this is what should be done. We should be bringing these things not from antiquated septic systems that are there now, bring them into the modern age. It's going to cost a lot of money for me to do it. But the truth of the matter is, it's what should be done to protect the bay. And that's my sole incentive here. Put these houses in, put them back, raise them up, and put the proper septic system in so it treats the bay the way it should be. And that's there's a lot more of these. You're going to go over this again three or four times. But I just want you to know where I come from, which is my goal here is to do what's right, not leave. I can leave them alone. Well, where does anybody gain from this, So I just wanted to make sure everybody understands from each and every one of these.
Right. Yeah, no, we're not.
Do what needs to be
we're
done.
Not necessarily opposed to it in any way. It's just They need a little tweak on some of them. That's all.
Yeah, and that's, that's what I don't know.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know what needs to be done. You want to move it here 3 feet, 4 feet? I don't care.
Right.
It makes no difference. We're going to spend the money and put in the septic systems that need to be done. And raise the houses up so that they're livable houses, and you don't have to worry about floods and all the rest of it. And now they're good livable properties. And truth of the matter is, I'm not doing this to gain. Honestly, this property, I don't know if you guys saw what the plan was for this. It was 18 form-acre lots. Have a nice day and put a bunch of houses in.
Thank you.
I'm creating a family compound, and that's what I want to do. And these houses will be owned by family members, and we want to set things right. And that's all I needed to say. Thank you.
Can we have DEP by the 4th of March?
We don't dictate.
I think we can have 2 weeks.
That's what I'm expecting, yes.
Okay. So we're looking for a continuance until the 4th of March?
Move to continue.
We have a motion to continue to the 4th of March?
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okie dokie.
Notice of public hearing. Pursuant to the provisions of the Massachusetts Wetland Protection Act, General Laws, Chapter 131, Section 40, and the Wareham Wetland Protective Bylaw, Division 6, public hearing will be held in Room 320, Wareham Multi-Service Center, 48 Marion Road, Wareham, Mass., on Wednesday, February 19th, 2020, at 7:15 p.m. on the notice of intent for Thomas J. Parento, TJP Realty, LLC, care of GAF Engineering, 266 Main Street, Wareham, Massachusetts, 02571. To raise an existing dwelling and construct a new dwelling, sewage disposal system, driveway, and grading located on Assessor's Map 20, Lot 1017C, 16 over Jordan Road, Wareham, Mass.
Okay, thank you. Please say it again.
Brian Grady with GAF Engineering.
Thank you. We have a green card?
Yes.
Okie doke.
So this project site is 16 over Jordan Road, and again, same type of project, remove an existing dwelling and construct a new dwelling and septic system in the buffer zone to a coastal bank and within a coastal flood zone. Existing 20 by 24 foot dwelling would be removed, and a new 26 by 30 foot dwelling with new associated nitrogen reducing septic system is proposed. The new dwelling would be 42 feet from the top of the bank, and it's also in flood zone VE elevation 18. Again, I had spoke to Brian about shifting the dwelling footprint slightly, and so we have a revised plan that you have in front of you at this point. The new dwelling, again, would be on concrete pilings because of the flood zone, velocity flood zone. So again, we did not get a DEP file number, and so I would recommend continuing the hearing to the next meeting, which is the 4th.
Is there anything you'd like to add?
Nothing to add.
Questions on the board?
Nope.
Nope.
Nope. Thomas, anything more to add? You want to speak on this one? Okay, anybody else in the audience would like to speak for against this project? I'm seeing none. I'll take a motion to continue until...
Move to continue until March 4th.
Thank you. I have a motion until March 4th.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? We're continued until March 4th. Do we have DEP on any of them?
No.
Okay.
Notice of public hearing. Pursuant to the provisions of the Massachusetts Wetland Protection Act, General Laws, Chapter 131, Section 40, and Wareham Wetland Protective Bylaw, Division 6. A public hearing will be held in Room 320, Wareham Multi-Service Center, 48 Marion Road, Wareham, Mass., on Wednesday, February 19th at 7:15 p.m. on the Notice of Intent for Thomas J. Parento, TJP Realty, LLC, care of GAF Engineering, Inc., 266 Main Street, Wareham, Massachusetts, 02571. To raise two existing dwellings, garage and outbuildings, and construct a new dwelling, sewage disposal system, driveway and grading located on Assessor's Map 20, Lot 1035D, 9 over Jordan Road, Wareham, Mass.
Oh, this now includes the pool, right?
Correct.
Okay. Sorry. Please identify yourself for the record, Brian.
Brian Grady, GAF Engineering.
Thank you. Mr. Bichette? Yes, it does. I saw it. It'll be converted to a pool cabana.
Yeah, it'll be sheet 3 that'll show the detail regarding that.
But it's...
I thought you meant the one with the actual...
No, that's the other plan.
That's coming up.
Yeah.
so he wants to save some of the structures that are in there now. So anyway, that's the, anyway. Okay.
Okay, so this is 9 over Jordan Road.
Water.
And the project involves the construction of a single-family dwelling, the removal of an existing other dwelling on the site, and the modification of another existing dwelling within the buffer zone to a coastal bank and a coastal flood zone.
Over Jordan is here.
A 40 by 55-foot dwelling with
driveway.
Proposed septic system is proposed within flood zone VE elevation 17. And again, the new dwelling would be on concrete pilings due to the velocity flood zone. Existing dwelling on the site to be removed is approximately 50 feet from the top of the coastal bank, which is a seawall. The other existing dwelling would be reutilized as an open pavilion with changing room and bathroom. I did have a question about how that would be handled in terms of the septic system. I'll let Brian explain that because I haven't really seen the new plan, and he can kind of go over what the changes are on that. And again, we did not get a DEP file number for this one, so I would recommend a continuance of the hearing.
Brian?
Yeah, if you can turn to sheet 3. I didn't get the opportunity to meet with Dave, so I apologize for the short notice regarding the additional work shown on the plan. But what they're looking to do, the location of that second existing dwelling, a portion of it will be entirely raised, and that footprint will be used for an in-ground pool patio. The other portion of the remaining structure, if you look inside, it's a post and beam frame structure. So the intent is to turn that into an open pavilion pool cabana building. You'll see that on one end of the building, there's a large chimney. That chimney will be retained as part of the open pavilion structure. A new structure will be constructed adjacent to that, which will be the bathroom, changing room, and there will be the equipment room for the pool will be up on that elevated structure. So plumbing fixtures and the pool equipment fixtures will be raised above flood elevation in that additional structure. And that bathroom will also have an IA, a microfast system, and a pump chamber, which will pump to a new septic system approximately 180 feet away from the bay. So again, that's it in a brief synopsis of the work. It's all occurring within the footprint of the existing dwelling that's there, most of it to be raised in a pool patio area to be constructed in the footprint. And the remainder of the structure, just remove the walls. So it's an open structure, backfill the CMU foundation that's there to come up to the elevation of pretty much the top of the foundation that's there, turn that into a slab. So it's an open pavilion in compliance with flood zone standards.
Does that answer your questions concerning the use of that bathhouse? And
it does. Yeah, the only question I have, well, two really, is in terms of the in-ground pool installation, again, running into groundwater, you know, how deep is that thing going to have to be, and how is that going to be addressed?
Well, we've got the patio elevation around 8. We anticipate groundwater to be around 1. So if it's in groundwater at all, it will be maybe a foot or so. So there'll be some minor work that'll need to be done, but flotation won't be an issue. But since we're in the velocity zone, flood zone, it will need to be engineered for anti-flotation if a flood were to ever occur. So that those details would need to be provided to the building department at the time of the permit.
And as far as the septic, have you spoken to anybody at the Board of Health if they're going to be okay with two septics on the lot, or did, you know?
They haven't reviewed these plans yet. That'll be coming up shortly. There's no prohibition on multiple systems on a lot.
Okay. Nothing further.
I mean, so we have to come back because there's no DEP, so we can talk about filling in, emptying the pool, and that type of stuff can be done at the next meeting, because we certainly don't want that drained into the land.
Right, we could add a dry well if you want, but most likely these would be a saltwater pool.
Okay, so questions on the board? We're going to continue, but any questions?
No.
Brian, is the new pool going to be where the old one is now?
No.
No, that's on the next project.
Nope. Remember the first house we looked at that they were cleaning and removing the glass? That's where the big chimney?
Yep.
That's where this new pool is going to go.
Okay, good.
Okay. Some of us did visit the site, so I'm commenting on what we saw. Anybody else, any other comments? Motion, desire, board, what would you like?
Motion to continue to March 4th.
I have a motion to continue to March 4th. I heard a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. One to go.
Notice of public hearing. Pursuant to the provisions of the Massachusetts Wetland Protection Act, General Laws, Chapter 131, Section 40, and the Wareham Wetland Protective Bylaw, Division 6. A public hearing will be held in room 320, Wareham Multi Service Center, 48 Marion Road, Wareham, Mass., on Wednesday, February 19th, 2020 at 7:15 p.m. on the notice of intent for Thomas J. Parento, TJP Realty, LLC, care of GAF Engineering, Inc., 266 Main Street, Wareham, Mass., to remove an existing in-ground pool. Is this the wrong one?
Nope.
All right. With patio and equipment shed, and construct a new dwelling with sewage disposal system, driveway and grading located on Assessor's Map 20, Lot 1035B, 17 over Jordan Road, Wareham, Mass.
This is the one that has the pool on it. That had that great marble. We have a new plan?
Yes.
Okay. So would you like to comment on the old plan? Still no DEP?
No DEP. They gave him too many applications at once. They couldn't handle it. So,
so the, you don't want the bill.
So this is 17 over Jordan Road, and the project involves the construction of a single-family dwelling and removing an existing in-ground pool, and this is in the buffer zone to a coastal bank and within a coastal flood zone. A 45 by 50 foot dwelling with associated septic is proposed within flood zone VE elevation 17. And again, this dwelling would be on concrete pilings because of the velocity flood zone. It's proposed to raise the grade by 3 to 4 feet in the vicinity of the dwelling and the septic system. The existing in-ground pool is approximately 8 feet from the top of the coastal bank, which is the seawall. The pool materials and the surrounding patio would be removed and then backfilled with clean sand. Same issues with, you know, potential for needing dewatering. And no DEP file number, so recommend a continuance to the next meeting.
Thank you.
And maybe you could just briefly go over what the revision is.
The only revision on here was when Dave and I met on site. Dave just kind of wanted it indicated what the limit of lawn area would be. So we have shown a lawn area directly surrounding the house. The remaining areas, if you saw, I describe it as a Cape Cod lawn meadow. There's no desire to have the golf green lawns that Dave mentioned earlier. They'll just be maintained as it is.
Because you know our order of conditions says very low nitrogen, so we're not looking for lawn. Golf course lawn.
And neither
any place
are they
here? So, okay. Any, that was it for your comments?
Yes.
Just waiting for DEP and dewatering.
Conditions.
Conditions, how to handle it.
Yeah, just to address that, I don't have the structural designs yet, but I don't anticipate dewatering is going to be needed. Most of my test pits showed water tables in excess of 5 feet. So I don't think we'll be going any deeper than that with any of the continuous footings that might be needed for these structures.
Okay, thank you. Questions on the board?
Nope.
No.
Any other comments on the from the audience? All right, then.
Motion to continue to March 4th.
Thank you. I have a, and I heard a second, so we're continued until March 4th for this particular thing, especially DEP. So, thank you.
Thank you. My excuse now.
I believe that does our public hearing, our current ones, so we're going back to our old ones that are continued. We have a continued hearing for... We have a continued hearing for Kenneth Deluse.
He requested a continuance.
Oh, they wanted a continuance. Until when?
Next meeting.
Okay, so there's a request for them to be continued until March 4th. Anybody here for that? I'm seeing none. We're continuing. You need a motion? I have a motion.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? It's continued until March 4th. Oh, I'm running out of folders in front of me. Are we getting close?
Sorry.
Yeah, you're doing
good. We're down to...
I don't want to jinx you.
Enforcement orders. Are you for...
I'm here for 82 Avenue A.
Certificate.
I can wait my turn.
Is there anybody here for the enforcement orders?
Yes.
Okay. They're next in line. Sorry. Okay. Okay, you want to do that for first, before Mark, our auto? Tom?
You can do that one first. Do the
what?
Go, isn't there in line?
Okay, Mark Auto, Mark's Auto. That's an enforcement order. Would you like to speak to that, please?
Yeah, that's to do with the site right on Cranberry Highway, Mark's Auto, Mark's Towing. I spoke to the representative of that business, and they were not going to be able to be here tonight. I did go over some of the issues with them, but due to a vacation, they were not going to be in the state this week. So I just wanted the board to be aware of it so you could take a look at it. And basically what it involves is sort of the continued migration of vehicles right up to the edge of the brook. And we'd had this discussion with them in the past, and then years later, stuff migrates back to the brook again. So they're just pushing vehicles too close to the brook, and we need to establish a setback that they adhere to. So that's why that's before us.
Is that where they're putting the fence?
Yeah.
Okay, this is opposite Highway Concrete, that Highway Concrete?
No, this is
opposite Shenanigans.
Shenanigans, yeah, right across the street.
Oh, from Shenanigans.
Mm-hmm. Robertson's.
Yeah.
That brook there to go.
Oh, yes.
Right,
so the, okay.
Are we able to require some kind of physical barrier?
Yes, and that's going to be part of what I propose. In fact, there used to be a fence there, and that sort of got dismantled and stuff shifted further back. So we have to just reestablish that fence boundary so they know where they can't go beyond.
Okay. Then the next one is Tom Melanson.
Melanson.
Melanson, sorry. Anybody here? And you can talk to that.
Yep.
Okay, where is it?
This is the one across
from Highway Concrete. Yeah. Think the little motel?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, okay.
So I had one of them right.
Yeah, so this is the motel across from Highway Concrete, and there's also a brook that runs along the side of this property where materials and some sheds and things like that have sort of accumulated. There was also some vegetation that was removed recently from the edge of the brook there. So I sent out the enforcement order to the owner, and then spoke to Mr. Rodriguez, who's the sort of owner caretaker of the site. And we met down there today, and I went over with him what needs to occur there to alleviate the issue. So I think he understands that, and he said he could have it resolved in 2 weeks. And I also requested that he put some hay bales along the bottom edge of the disturbed area for the moment, because it's a lot of it's raw dirt, and you know, at this time of the year, nothing's going to grow there, and it is sort of running down towards the stream in some spots.
Okay, could you please identify yourself so we have your own record?
My name is Daniel Rodriguez, and I'm the manager of the property.
Okay, thank you. So, do you and Dave worked talked about this?
Yes, we talked about it, and I think he understands what needs to occur, and so I would say for the commission to give a couple of weeks for this to get resolved, and then I will revisit it down the road, and I also would recommend that a fine should be issued, because this is not the first time this has come up on this particular site.
Yes, but this is the first time they come up to us, because we just bought the property from the previous owners.
How long ago?
About 3 years.
Yeah, so I think there's been some issues within that time frame of, again, the new owner, Mr. Melanson, he's just new to it within 3 years. He wasn't the owner before that?
No, he was not.
Okay. Yeah, but I'm pretty sure I've addressed this chicken coop thing, and that should have been resolved a while ago, so...
The chicken coop is gone. Yeah, the chicken coop is still there, but there's no chicken in there.
Right.
Okay. Do you want to issue the fines now or when they come back in 2 weeks and we talk about this?
We can wait if that's what the commission wants to do. That's fine.
Yeah, why don't you?
We'll wait and come back and address it in 2 weeks when we make sure it's done. Because... Right now, the fine would be $300 for any work requiring Conservation Commission approval in wetlands or within the 30, 40 foot no work zone plus full restoration. So we're talking about restoration. So we can deal with that in the next meeting. Okay. Thank you.
So the next meeting is, as you've probably heard,
May 4th.
March 4th.
March 4th, my mistake.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
We're on to certification of compliance. While you're getting your stuff, did anybody see the pictures that we had from Anderson's
on the computer.
Retaining wall that took a beating in a no-name, barely a high full moon, high water mark? But we're waiting for her to come back with plans for a replacement, right?
Yeah, that didn't look too good. Not from what we looked at that time.
It did not hold up on a high water. So,
It's a punctuation mark for the argument.
I thought they were coming back tonight.
Do you think we said you didn't have your properly planned wall and fall apart? Well, it did. Okay, sorry. Certification compliance.
Yes, this project site is at 77 Greengate Lane. This was for an addition to an existing house, which has been completed. They had come in front of us a few weeks ago to get this, but there was still an issue with a small retaining wall they built and didn't put any filter fabric behind it, so we asked that be done to complete that correctly. They have since done that, so... I would recommend the issuance of the certificate of compliance at this time for the project.
So moved.
I have a motion. I heard a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstained? Done.
Next.
Certificate of compliance. This site is at 82 Avenue A. This is the same site we reviewed earlier for a proposed addition and deck extension. So this project site had an old order of conditions for the installation of that in-ground pool, and they never got the certificate of compliance for it. So that's what they're requesting at this point, is the certificate of compliance for that project. The project was installed. There are a couple of small features that were not represented on the original plan. There's one small area that encroaches slightly into the 200-foot riverfront area. I do consider it minor, but I just wanted to point it out to the commission that that was not represented on the original plan as part of the project.
Motion to approve.
Before we second, there is a fine, $100 failure to comply with the notice of intent, but would receive certification of compliance. I can't make a motion.
So moved.
$400 fine. Yes, $100 fine for non-compliance to the notice of intent. And now I had a motion to do with the certification of compliance, yes. Sign off. I had a motion.
Second,
all in favor?
Aye.
So we've signed off on the order of certification of compliance and issued a $100 fine for not doing what was on the plan. Okay?
Yes, Madam Chairman, thank you.
I'm sure glad I had all my fines and rot. There you go. There's this coming back to you. Oh, you must be here for AD Makepeace.
I am.
Look at this, 9 o'clock. You sat through 2 hours. Well done.
I was just signed anywhere.
Don't sit on me.
We're still waiting for someone's application. Okay. So we've got three AD Makepeace.
So there's three separate orders of conditions that were issued for three separate projects, which they're requesting certificates for. The two at 146 Tyhonet Road, I'm comfortable with recommending the issuance of the certificate of compliances for those. Those were projects that were done right around the village area. For some improvements to parking, the construction of a footbridge over part of the canalway, things like that. And those have been completed according to the plan, so I would recommend the issuance of those two. The third one was for the expansion of a cranberry bog, and I have not been able to get to that site yet to inspect it, so I'm going to hold off on recommending that one, and I'm going to meet next week, and we're going to go take a roam around there and see what it looks like.
Motion.
Can I have a name before we?
Certainly. My name is Dan Gagne with Beals and Thomas, representing AD Makepeace.
I'm not used to seeing you for Beals and Thomas.
Stacy's in Florida.
Okay. So there's the two at 146 Tyhonet Road.
Yes.
Motion to approve on both counts.
I have a motion to approve both. I heard a second to do both. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, abstain. We'll sign off on that Makepeace.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Aren't you glad you hung around?
Now, is anybody planning to go to the MACC conference?
I am.
Anybody else?
I may be. I haven't decided yet.
Okay.
But if anybody...
You've been?
I've never been.
Yeah. ...is thinking of it, other than Dave, just let me know, you know... Because I have to submit the registration. But if it's just Dave, that's fine. I'll just submit that tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm not here.
The next thing is appointments, reappointments. At the end of June, Kenny's up for reappointment. Would you like to stay on? Mm-hmm. Then I would ask that you have to send a letter to the selectman indicating you would wish to stay on, and I'd like to have the board make a vote on saying, I have a motion.
Yes, you do, that we We keep Kenny around.
Recommend a reappointment.
Recommend the reappointment.
We recommend a reappointment. You got it.
Does she still do those?
I have a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Kenny, reappointment. One more thing.
I got to have my head examined. I got another round in me.
Every year, the representative from Conservation to CPC has to be reappointed, be approved by this board and sent on to the selectmen that they want that person to stay representing Conservation on CPC. It's me and I want to stay.
So moved.
Go for it.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstained. I'm voting for me, so it's 5-0.
No, you have to abstain.
That's right.
No, I'm going to, it's me. It's 6-0-0.
Yeah,
so
you can vote for yourself.
Can you ask Kelly, please send a letter to the selectmen that Kenny, we recommend the reappointment of Kenny to Conservation and Sandy Slavin as the representative to CPC from Conservation. Thank you, Kelly. All done. We have another signature coming?
No, I think we sent two.
I only remember one.
We only did one for Tahan.
What?
Really?
Signature?
Only? Didn't we?
Yeah, we got a set of minutes here from
2004.
We have,
the Dark Ages.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. We have a set of minutes from March 17th, 2014. Kenny was the only member.
I was the only
time.
One here. Yeah, and I motion we accept it.
And out of necessity.
He can second it,
too. Out of necessity, I have a, out of necessity. I need a second.
Yeah, he can do that.
I have a second out of necessity. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, abstained. Okay.
I got to get my old pen out here.
Yes. Well, when... Dave is...
I saw that. I was like,
is there anything else on the agenda?
No.
Anything? Nothing?
I don't know.
Yeah, come up and talk to us again. You had another two-hour meeting.
No. Thank you for making a video. God, that was so funny.
No, I waited till everybody to go.
It just seemed funny. How should I put it?
You're still on TV.
Yes, because
we're
still...
That's right, the camera's
still,
right there.
Yeah. We're still open. I think we need to sign one more.
No, I got them all.
We did both for 146?
He'll call us tomorrow.
Okay. All right, sorry.
No, the application, I was in a weird situation. My laptop, I'm not sure how to explain this. I got a new laptop, but have any of you guys bought a laptop recently? Did you say yes, sir?
Uh-huh.
Really, you got to buy everything.
I hate the
now.
Thing.
I'm sorry?
I hate the thing.
I do, too. I totally agree. Mm-hmm. Not only do you buy the laptop, okay, you got to buy, like, every single program now with it, okay? Ever since I moved up now from Massachusetts, I didn't have a credit card. So I was thinking, okay, super. Now I go away from my credit card to buy everything now. So I finally got my credit card over the weekend. So I finally was able to now purchase everything so I could get online. I go now to apply online, to send in my application, everything online. Monday, I think it was, this past Monday.
Holiday.
I know this does not make any sense, but literally, I had to buy the laptop, then I had to buy, like, Microsoft Word, Microsoft everything, to finally download everything, to download everything. And anywho, so you go online, it says, now, do you apply actually online, or do I download, print out a piece of paper, print it out, and hand it to you guys?
Either. You can do it online, and it will go to the selectman's office where it goes, or you can put out a printed piece of paper and give it to the selectman's office. It doesn't come to us.
Oh, okay, because I couldn't find where you apply online. It looked like I just print out a piece of paper, type everything, write everything out, and then it said you're better off attending a few meetings, see how everything goes, build a rapport, and all that. So I thought, oh, you know what? I'll just come down again Wednesday night, and again watch everything. And so I'll tell you, it is a. I see what one of you gentlemen meant a couple weeks ago when you said, "There's a learning curve involved." That's for sure.
Okay.
There's a learning curve, and I see what you meant as well, big time. So,
I get it.
Absolutely. I'm sorry?
You'll get it.
I see.
Yeah,
I'll certainly.
Took me 20 years, but you'll get it.
Some people are quicker than others.
Yeah, and...
We're still learning.
Certainly, yeah. Not everyone's new. You'd see some repetition, you know, a septic system comes through, it's a pretty basic thing, and then someone comes in with a seawall and you go...
Just like that lady who built her own seawall a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Let me guess, the storm that hit.
It wrecked it.
Not this past Friday, the previous Friday. That probably ripped it, right?
Yep.
Oh, it destroyed it.
It was
nice looking, but.
Mm. And
sure.
The section of it
right.
Still looks good. It's because it was protected by a series of rocks that were out in the water. But the area that was exposed to the full onslaught of Buzzards Bay. You never knew there was a wall there. I mean, it just...
Just destroyed it.
Here's the picture of what happened.
Oh, wow.
And this is the picture of what it was before. This is the section that got ripped away. That's that section right there.
Yeah, right here, you never know. Oh, I think I know where this lady's house is now.
Way down to the end of Creighton...
Yeah, I know exactly where that
pole
is now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I bet you if I walk down that way, it's gone. Yeah.
But
obviously,
it's
gone.
There's
a photo spot.
Yep. So, that's all right. We were done. So, is there anything else?
Like I said, I'll be back in a couple of weeks, obviously, for the meeting on the 4th. But
okay.
It was extremely fascinating again tonight, and I feel like a total idiot now again, because, again, where's the application? And then the whole FEMA comment, and I was like...
Okay, well, it'll
learn,
get there.
You'll learn.
It's a lot of fun. I'll miss it.
So can someone put an end to this?
Can we close? I move to close.
I move to close the meeting.
Second.
I have a motion to adjourn the meeting. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, abstained. Thank you. 9:02. Thank you, Bob.